Kumlan about Gemara wrapped up Yudal and Aleph, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua. No complaints.
Whatever.
Rabbi Shua ben Levi liet, he cursed Aman de Gone Aparki. Rabbi Shua Levi gave a curse to those people who sleep on their back. Actually, most Australian learn Aparkid means on their back. The Oruch learns Aparkid means actually Ofukayed, which means on their face they lie. Face doesn't like it, and then where does the rage come in? Whether you lie on your back or you lie on your stomach. And and he said it's no good. Why? Because it's a gnus that sometimes the Aver, is noticeable. Why? So that's just because you keep your hand on your Aver, so therefore it makes it more noticeable. And Tesa says the Shedra somehow or another gets warm, and that makes the Aver also more noticeable. Not sure exactly the link between the Shedra and the Aver. Says the Gemara, or the Rashbam, the clothing, makes it more noticeable. The Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda said, Prakdin la yikra krishma, that if you're lying on your back, pasnish to re krishma, you look so arrogant. But mashma krishma de la yikra, you shouldn't lie krishma. Hobmikna shapadami, but lying that way, there's no problem. The Gemara, so what's this? So Lucheda seen the Yahla lying on your back. So the Gemara, in your migna kimasi shapadami, we're not talking about lying directly there on your back, we're lying slightly on a tilt on your side. Not 100% on your side, but a little bit on your side. So as far as sleeping is concerned, you don't have the issues that we mentioned before. Somebody sees a parkit. But regarding Krishma, it's still a sign of arrogance. Linya Krishma kimasli asa. But regarding Krishma, if you're lying this way, it's asa. It's a certain arrogance. It's not how you daven for the Eibishter. Rabbi Yechida used to lie on the side and link Krishma. Shain Rabbi Yechida bal basra. He was a big guy. And it was hard for him to roll over completely. So therefore, who said big guys can't be good looking? What a discriminatory statement to make.
Saying about Boston is big and it's big,
Remember we had the two Amoroyim that a cow can walk between them? That Papa, yeah. Who knew they were sure. No, that was actually Lozor of Shim. No, it had a bear belly.
Everyone's
a bear belly.
Idea of what's big is different.
And if you look in the paintings from Amol, the aristocrat was dafka somebody who was big. That means they could afford to eat. People who couldn't afford, the people who were slim mean they couldn't eat. They didn't have what to eat. Says the Mishnah, Derech b'nei Yisrael, it is common for Yiddish women, Mishamshes b'shnei Edin, they would check themselves with two different shmatas. They call Ed because they testify what happened. Echad loy ve'echad loy, one for him, one for her. And those who are more modest, Mesakna Shlishi. We already said before that it includes everybody. And the opposite of Shoim. Shlishi, Lesakna Bais, to check this out beforehand. This is mainly for Taurus. Nimtza al Shalai, if afterwards they found it on Hishmata, then Tamei, where would blood come on his? Obviously, it came from her. That means she was a Nida at the time they had Tashmei, so they are both Tamei Vechayovin. Carbon, they're both definitely Chayva, Carbon. Because definitely Tamei, However, Nimtza al Shalah, if they found it on hers, no, if he ate something has been carbon, but Nimtza Shalah, they found it on her shmata, we don't know. Did it happen afterwards? Did it happen as ma'isa? So it depends. Oisiyim, if it happened immediately, if it happened straight away, then Tamei. If it happened straight away, because obviously it happened during Tashmish, so they are both Tamei and both the Chayav and carbon, and they're both definitely Chayav and carbon. What about Nimtza al Shalol Achazman? We're going to learn there's three periods. There's Oisim, which is straight away. There's Achazman, which is afterwards. And there's Achar Achazman, the time that's after Achazman. Now, when we say Achazman, we're not talking about days, hours, minutes. We're talking about seconds. We're talking about here, but for Achazman, we'll soon see later what the time for Achazman is. Mishal tell us, to Meyi, now it's a suffix. Was she a Nidah B'Shas Maise? Was she not a Nidah B'Shas Maise? The Tummy was suffix. Upturim in her carbon, and they are potter from a carbon. They're potter from carbon. It sounds like they even potter from carbon. Ocean Tully. Even if they ate something, they ate something afterwards. The shaila was they eat it while they're tummy. So there's a shaila. So you normally bring an ocean tully when you don't know if you did an aveda or not. They don't even have to do that. That's what comes from this mishnah. And the brayso will find that they bring ocean tully and will explain what the machlekes is. Ezer achazman. What's the definition of achazman? You know, it's not immediate. Kedei she tated min hamita v'tadiach paneh. If she waited enough time that she take her legs off, you know, get off the bed, and clean her external parts. Internal parts, forget it. It takes too long to go into all the cracks and crevices. It's all the external part. If it takes that time, that's achazman. So from the Mishnah, it sounds like, if you read the Mishnah the way it is right now, is that up to that time is considered achazman. In other words, she has enough, if she, you know, goes off the bed and she checks herself, that's called achazman, and it's considered a suffix. The achakach, after that time, but we'll see the Gemara will turn around, and one will say that this is already part of the Acher Achazman. And Achazman is if she has an aid under her pillow and she can check herself, doesn't even have to take her feet off the bed. In other words, it's even quicker. Acher Kachen, after that time, then goes back to a normal case of she found that she was a nidin. And the question is what happened the previous 24 hours. So the Metame Me'ez La'ez, he's Metame, you know, Tadde Les, of the A Metame's Boiler, but he's scot free.
She checked herself before the
Boiler. You don't have to. It's only Snuas did, and he did mainly for Tadis. And even if she did, I know it didn't happen in Mishas Maisa, in the middle. The question is, when did it happen? Rabbi Kiva says, no, Rabbi Kiva says, I have to tell you, Talmud, but Kiva holds that even the husband, he says that he holds, we learned before, that Me'esh La'esh, we said before, we hold only limited to Taurus. So Rabbi Kiva argued, and he said it includes also, why shouldn't the husband be telling me if they had a relation in the last 24 hours? Maybe she was in Israel, Mishas Maisa. So here also, Talmud, Boila. That if she didn't, she metame as boilo. Now this is a little bit hard to understand, but we'll see it more later. If she actually did see dam, and then the question is, 10 minutes ago they had relations with the husband, we say no problem. But if she found a stain on her clothing, and 10 minutes before she had the tash with the husband, say, oh, husband might be tame. That a kesem is stricter, a stain is stricter than actually the real thing, But you'll see, one day says yes, and one day says something about the future. So that's about it. First of all, you said that you found on the Shemata. How do you know the Shemata came from her? Maybe there was a fly, or something, or a bug that got squished, or a fly. Maybe it was just like from a flea, and that got squished in the process. Nothing to do with, not human blood. Yeah, if it's less than a grease, we say no problem. It's only if it's more than a grease.
Through the butcher shop or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So lechayde, why the tame? And you're saying in the Mishnah that if straight away, ICM straight away, then you got to burn all the truma. You don't burn truma unless you know 100%. This is 100%. Where's 100%? Maybe there's a reasonable doubt that it was something else, you know, lice or flea, whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah. Because the Mishnah says you bring a carbon, chatas. Why? To the Gemara, but I've said we have two answers. Oisei mokum, that place, boduku, eitze machel. As far as machel is concerned, there's no machel hanging around, no fleas hanging around in that area. So therefore, it's like 100%, it's not even a chashash. That's one answer. The other answer is, practically speaking, not because we, you know, like legally we decided that there's no place there for machelis. It's a very narrow place. There's no room there for machelis. Freddy Gemore, my benayu, what's the chilik? Which answer give me? Ikemenayu, the ishtakach machayla tufa. You found the squished machaylas on the aid, but not exactly where the blood is, a bit higher up. So the hachlish and dumb about the cool the water, so that definitely there's no machaylas there at all, and you found us, in fact, you found the machaylas there, but not where the blood is above. Ma'almas, you will have to say it came from somewhere external. There's no real place to put your practice being on those places. But the fact is, you found the machelis. Emo will say that Shema Shiritzafa will say that was on the aid, and when he started having Tashma, she squished it against her, and that's why you see a machelis there. It may be learned. Bodka be'ed habodu glor. Let's say she checked herself. She checked herself, but she didn't bother looking at the Shemata before she had Tashma. She just checked herself. The tachsa birech, and then she went ahead and she smeared it against her thigh. Ulamach, and the following day, motza le'adam, found blood on it. And the question is,
blood is on her.
The question is, where is this? Amarav. Yeah. Amarav. Tomei and Nida will say it's from her, and she's a Nida. Another time you told us the same thing. He said, "We're choishes. We found blood on the thigh." So you told us another time. We're only choishes that she's a nida. In other words, this shmata was checked before she used it on herself, and then she used the shmata, And then she took the shmata, smeared a little bit on her, the cloth. She smeared on her leg. We say, where did the blood come on your thigh? Definitely came from this cloth. But where did the blood come on the cloth? Definitely came from her, because before she used it, it was clean. So it's definite. The last time you told us, yeah. Sorry.
It's going to dry up and it won't go on. It must be very close. Each action must be close to the other.
You know, otherwise it would be a cake of blood, dry cake of blood. It is. The question is, we were saying definitely the blood on her thigh came from the cloth. The question is, where did the blood on the cloth come from? She didn't check it after she checked herself. But before she checked herself, she checked the cloth and it was clean. So one thing is, he said 100% it came from her. Where else would the blood have come from? The other one said, so you saw only chashash, maybe it came from an external thing. You didn't bother checking it. So the Gemara, eat manami, Shmuel, even though he told him, he changed his mind, obviously. He decided, just like Shmuel, definitely anida. They passed this way by the midrash to me in Nida. It will be learned. Botka be'etche einu bodikla. What happened? She checked it with a claw that she didn't check beforehand to see whether there's any blood in it or not. He nichtei bekupsa, and then she placed it in a box. Ulamacha mata levdam, and the following day she found blood on the cloth, not on herself. She found it on the cloth. And the question is, was the blood already on the cloth before even she checked herself? Because she didn't bother checking the cloth to see whether it was a pure, whether it was a clean cloth or not. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, kol yom of Shirabchia generally paskin tame. When he was younger, he used to say that is tame. Definitely Tommy in this case. Definitely came from her. Because even though the cloth wasn't checked before, I mean, why would there be blood on the cloth? It came from her. When he got older, he said, no, one second. There's a suffix. Maybe it came from external sources. And she's tired. What do you mean when you say, did you mean that all the days he used to paskin 100% she's definitely Tommy? When he got older, he said, it's no longer 100% tummy, it's a 50% tummy. Why? Nida means you're 100% tummy. And therefore, if she ate taras, she has to, you know, as a tummy, she has to bring a karma chattis. No. So, what's pshat? There's a contrast. There's a time that he said tummy, and then he said tar. Was tummy absolute tummy, nida? And Torah means there's no longer absolute tummy, but still kesem, which means you're a suffix, it's only tummy midrabanan. Right, by kesem, and you don't go back 24 hours and all that. It's only kesem. Is that what he meant by toyer, a relative toyer? Or you don't call yom of timei mishum kesem? No, or the pshat no. When he was younger, he used to say that it's tamei midrabanan, that it's like a kesem because you didn't check the cloth before. You don't know. You can't say 100% that the blood came from her. Maybe he was already blood on it before. Ule ezik not say tiem rivoloi klum. But when he got older, he said completely toyer. So which one is it? Toshma coming here, but I said time you learn. Botka be age a new bodigla. What happens? She checked with her age, bicycle. She checked with a rag that she never checked before. The nichte big coops, and she placed it in the box. Ulamach and the following day mutza all of dam. They found blood on this rag, on this cloth. His Rebbe says, Rebbe, I'm a tumeyim mishum nida. Rebbe says clearly, what's the tumah? 100% like a nida, it's a tuma vadois. Why? Because the fact is, we see dam right now, so we're going to say that it came now. However, Rebbe Chiyama tumeyim mishum kesem. Chiyah clearly says tumeyim because of kesem. Now the question is, is this Rebbe Chiyah in his early life, and when he used to say tumeyim, and therefore that's when he meant kesem, or just Rebbe Chiyah in his later life when he said toy from nida, but it's still kesem. Continues. Rabchia said to Rebbe, and Rabchia turned out to be later, he was a Talmud Chavar of Rebbe, so he's no longer just a Talmud, he was a Talmud Chavar. Don't you agree? We know that a kesem is only metame if it's the size of a gris, and even greater than that. Because anything less than that, we're going to say maybe it's a dam achilas, maybe it's from a flea. So aren't you made it? So maybe it's a kesem. Why are you saying 100% that it's a nida? It's only a drabana. It's only a chumruk. We don't know for sure where it came from. Amalei, Avol, you are right. Amalei, so Rabbi Chiyah said to him, so if so, Av Ato, Sisek, a kesem. So therefore, that means you, even though you said tame, what you meant was tame, like a kesem. But in, and therefore what? It's like a kesem that only the size of a gris and greater, but anything less than that is garnished. So therefore, the whole tum is only a kesem de rabban. Because if it's 100% from her, who cares what the size is? Because we know that even a typical kechardel is metame. Yeah. So we see that what? Rebbe agreed with Rab Chia that it's only a kesem. No, but you don't know for sure 100% because you didn't check it beforehand. Rebbe Saba, Rebbe hold, no, Rebbe hold, be'inan ki gris v'oi lafu la mechayis. I agree that you need, since she didn't check the clothes, I agree with you. If this would have been less than the size of a gris, I would say maybe it's from a flea, not from her. I would have said that. But once we tell it's large in a gris, it couldn't come from a flea. Flea doesn't generate so much blood, so therefore it came from her. Then I jumped to the fact that what the king of the I agree with you halfway. We'll give it some of the dinim of a gris, which she didn't check the cloth before. So if we find blood there less than the size of, like, you know, a 5 cent piece, we're going to say that maybe it came from Machelis, maybe it came from a flea. But once it's larger than that, it had to come from her. Then to me, it's not a kesser, it's not like a drabana. To me, it's the raisa. For sure it came from her, because she checked herself. Okay, she didn't bother looking at the cloth beforehand to see what it was. But now that we know it definitely came from her, not from a flea, it's 100%. But what does she have here holds? That it's only a kesser. Now, the question is, at which stage of his life is Rav Chiya hanging here with the Rebbe? Says the Gemara. Now, my love, L'cheda, when would Rav Chiya have the chutzpah to argue with Rebbe? When he was young, he was a Talmud of Rebbe. You think he would have argued with his Rebbe? No, it must be when he was older. So we see that in his older age, he believed there was a kesem. My love is Iknusi Koi. That means Habi Yaldu. So what did Rav Chiya believe when he was younger? So if now that he's older and he's saying that it's a kesem, and he calls that toy. So when he said, when I was younger, I used to say, Tommy, what do you mean by Tommy? He agreed with the Rebbe. In fact, he passed exactly like his Rebbe. Habi Yaldu said, Timmy, Mishum neither. Shmamina. In other words, when he was younger, he wouldn't have argued with the Rebbe, only when he got older. Says the Gemara.
So when he was a Talmud Chabad, would you still say Rebbe Lashon Achim
Minayim? No, sir. Teisha says here, by the way, he argues with Rashi. He says, who said it? He says, I quote his Lashon. But see, no, how many Talmidim Shechel Kimar Rabban be Yaldusam? Be Yaldusam.
First time.
Yeah, but we don't know where, we don't know how old it was. But he was asking questions. And then his Rebbe just changed his mind. He didn't like Rabbi Yosef Omer Ken, you know, Toy Abay Omer, you know, Tame. You don't find that. You find Rabbi Yosef says, oh, there's a price of a character in this. But the Tay says, Harbet Tamidim, maybe you're right. Maybe that's what the Tay includes. Shechol Kimay Yame Yadusim. So Tay is another pshat here. Rab Chia, when he was young, he learned in Bavel. He was, remember that the Rav Chia and Rav, they all came from Bavel. It's when he got older that he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not exactly. So it's not shaykh to say that you know, he had an argument with Rebbe when he was young. He wasn't there. He was in Bavel. Yeah. And also the lashon af ata, when he argued with Rebbe, he said in the top line, second top line, he says to him af ata asisa. Would he talk that way to the Rebbe? If it was a Rebbe, he would say af ata Rebbe or af Rebbe or something. You don't say lashon do exactly. You don't say do. But when he got older, he was a Talmud Chavis. So he taka started saying do. He brings the life of Ben Azai, how he spoke to Rabbi Kiva. Same thing. The Talmud Rabbi Kiva, son-in-law. And then later on, when he got older, he changed his the way he addressed him. Rabbi once praised to Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yisi, regarding Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa. We had in the Ksuvas there that he carried a shiva. Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa, the Adon Gadol, is a great man. Amalai. So Rabbi Shmuel said to Rebbe, let's have a chance to visit. Tell him to come in and say hello. Ki Yasa, when he came, Amalai. So he said to him, Boy Minay Milsa. So Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Chama, ask me anything you want. Boy Minay. So he asked the following question. Bodka, exactly this argument Rebbe Rabbi Chia had. Bodka be a chain of bodugla. She checked herself with a cloth that she didn't check previously. So then she placed it in the box, which means that it couldn't have, the blood had to come from within her or before she checked herself, but came from nothing else. You know, that's it. Either before she used it or when she used it, but afterwards, nothing else could have influenced it. Down after they found blood on this cloth, ma was it in? Omrulai. So Rabbi Shmuel, so we haste this. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chama said, Rabbi Shmuel, Kedivra Abba Emel, do you want me to say what your father, Rabbi Yossi, says? Oi, Kedivra Rabbi Loch, which one do you want to hear? Rabbi or which opinion? Omalei.
You're asking this question.
Yeah, that's right. You're putting me on the spot over here. Omalei, Kedivra Rabbi Emel. Tell me what the Rabbi says. Omer Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Zeu Sha'im Olav Adam Goyu Godlu. He said, this is what they say, that this is a great man. He's asking me if he can say Rebbe's words, Rebbe's opinion. But Rabbi Yossi was Rebbe's Rebbe. And he has a choice, what he has to ask me to say. Who do you quote? You quote the Rebbe, you quote the Talmud. He should have quoted Rabbi Yossi and not the Rebbe. So therefore, he chose right that he's not such a great man. So the Teshuvah has a problem with that because Rabbi Yossi was actually not a Rebbe of Rebbe. He was actually he was a Talmud. We had a few places in Gemara that he was a Talmud of Rebbe Gor, not a Rebbe. Not a Rebbe, yeah. So Teshuvah wants to say when Rebbe was very young, Rabbi Yossi was much greater than Rebbe. When Rebbe got older, but Rebbe had all the Talmidim in his yeshivas. Obviously, Rebbe became the greatest in knowledge. We had, you know, Teir Gdul Mokum Echad, and that's when things changed. Rabbi Yossi Bishmo. No. That's very safe. No. Different Yossi. Yeah, this is later. So the Gemara says, so what's Hakam Chama's business for? Why would he quote Rebbe? He thought Rebbe Reish Masifta. The fact that he was a Nasi Hadayr had no bearing. It's clear that a Nasi doesn't have to be big Talmud Chacham. He didn't say, "Oh, Rebbe was a Nasi Hadayr." No, because Rebbe was a Reish Masifta. The Shchichi Rabbanon Kamei. You had all these Rabbanon who came to learn there. The Mechadad Ishmaita. So each one made the other one smarter. So Rebbe became this Allah became greater than Rabbi Yossi. Now you said Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. Who's this Rebbe and who's Rabbi Yossi? We know Machleik is Rebbe and Rabbi Chia. What is Rebbe Rabbi Yossi regarding the cloth that she didn't check beforehand? I'm about a master. Tanu Rebbe Metame. It says in this case, Rebbe's Metame, Rabbi Yossi Metai. But Rabbi Zayd explained, Kishatime Rebbe, when Rebbe said Tame Kerame, he's following the view of Rameyer, who's very machmer when it comes to Ksamim. Ukishatir Rabbi Yossi last when Rabbi Yossi was Metai is Letir. He last with his own opinion. It's consistent with his own view. He says in other places, what's going on? The time we learned, a woman was urinating, then she saw dam, blood, inside the urine. So Rameya says, if she was standing, Tameya, because we say that because you're standing is tight over there, so some of the urine that goes back to its source and takes out some of the blood from the source, so it could be that the source of the blood is actually from her being a nida. And therefore, he's machmir. But im yeshevas, if she's squatting, if she's sitting, so they're spread out, then the blood has nothing to do with her being a nida. The blood comes from maybe her, she has some kind of abrasion on the skin or something. Im yeshevas taita, we'll say it's taita. She's not coming from the mokker. Now, luchayda is only a suffix. Even if she's standing, you don't know for sure where it came from. If she's standing and together, yes. If she's standing, her legs are pushed together, so the urine goes out very slowly. So it goes a little bit back and goes down, and goes down. And can pick up some blood from the mokker. Yeah. So Rabbi Yossi says, "Bekar, where they're standing and sitting is tired." So we see Rabbi Yossi is metaya completely, and Rameh is metame only kesem. Not like we learned before that Rebbe, and we're saying Rebbe holds like Rameh. And before we learned that Rebbe holds zavada in nida. What are you telling me that Rebbe follows Rabbi Yossi? What are you telling me Rebbe follows a meyer? The meyer is saying that it's a suffix. When a meyer is saying that, you know, could be that the blood in the meyer glime, it comes from the mokker, is only a suffix. It's only a kesem. It's only the rabbanon. But the Rebbe on top of the page, when he says that he didn't check the rag before, is what? Is a vada. This is what you mean. We don't agree with this version. We agree that Rameh is saying it not because of a kesem. We're saying it's a vaday. That Rabbi Chanina is saying it's definitely a nida. 100% tameh when she's standing and she finds dam in her urine. Definitely she's a nida. Like Rebbe. Now, says he, what about it? It says in the Mishnah, Nimtash lo isim tameh. She found it straight away. Tameh, we're going to have different time brackets now. straight away. Afterwards, afterwards. So the Gemara, tell me what we learned. Ezu shir, what's the shir of straight away? Moshul, and a good analogy would be l'shamish ve'eid. You have the one that that's going to be used and a witness sh'emdim b'tzada mashkif. They're standing right by the doorway. Be it see as a shamish where they have no longer tashma. As soon as they separate, nichnas eid. Immediately she has a shmata in her hand, you know, waiting for the second. As soon as they separate, she puts a shmata in. That's called oisim straight away. Sorry? Yeah, okay, exact same muscle. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it says the Gemara. This is what we're saying, but this vesis is even then. So she has the aid in her hand. As soon as they separate, she takes check herself, but only she can check herself externally to see if there's any dam there. She cannot start checking herself internally because that takes time, and that's very too much. Maybe it happened that second; it didn't happen before. So therefore, avalei lebedika. It only helps for kinuach, checking the outside, not the inside. But if she found it afterwards, we say, then it's only a suffix. We don't know if it happened, you know, did it happen during Tashmish or right after Tashmish that she became an Ida, and therefore she's potter from a carbon. It's like a suffix. Tanu, we learned, our Mishnah says completely potter from a carbon. If she then ate Taras, suffix if she was tummy at the time or not, okay, can I bring a carbon chattas? But you're bringing an Oshon Toli. Oshon Toli means a carbon when you don't know if it's a piece of fat steak, you don't know if it's kosher. You bring Oshon Toli. So how come our Mishnah ignores that? We had in Mori Krishna a big argument when we say that you bring an Oshon Toli. If you have one piece of meat on the table, one piece of fat, you're not sure it's kosher or treif. So one opinion says, well, you bring an Oshon Toli. The other opinion says, no, there had to be two pieces of fat on the table, one definitely kosher, one definitely treif. So is chazik isur, we know for a fact there's an isur. The question is, which one you ate?
Otherwise, how do you know bichlal you chayim kari?
No, let's say someone came out, the butcher came out and says, I know that this piece of meat could have been, I had both things, I don't know which one came from. So our Mishnah hole over here, there's only one chatiche, right? The question is, there's only one woman, is she in it or not? So therefore, you don't bring Oshon Toli. And the Braisa all you do. Even one chatich. So here you tell what's achas man. If you till it sounds from the Mishnah until she puts her feet down the bed and she's able to take a shmata. Any longer than that, it's called achar achas man. So, but that's a few seconds. Eizu achas man. But Amina asked a question. We learned another braisa. Faket. We learned eizu achas man pidish. We learned another braisa that pidish Rabbi Lozer. But Rab Tzadik, Kadesh Toshid Yod long enough for her to stretch out her hand, Tachazakara, Tachazakasas, under the pillow or beneath the blanket, the Titul 8, the Tivdiboy. Taking the feet off the bed takes a few more seconds. In other words, this Bryce is saying that Achazman is a shorter period. As soon as Tashmish is over, how long it takes for her to put her hand under the pillow and pull out an aid. That's the period of Achazman, which is a suffix. And any time after that is Achazman, which is not even a suffix anymore. It's only like mace lace we had before. But our Mishnah gives you a few more seconds for Achazman. So what's going on here? Is it a machlokes? So we'll have Rav Chizda and Rav Ashi. Give me two different answers. Rav Chizda said, my Achar. When our Mishnah says Achazman regarding putting your head under the pillow, that's already Achar Achazman. That's way too late. Our Mishnah is not talking about Achazman. Our Mishnah is talking about Achar Achazman. Because Achazman is until you're long enough to put your hand under the pillow. If you look in the wording of the Mishnah, V'ktani Allah, it says in the Mishnah, Nimtzu al Shalol Achazman Tmeim Esof Nuna Karbon. The Mishnah seems to be describing when it talks about this case of going off the bed, it says, and if you find, this is what happens. It sounds like we're describing an Achazman event here, not an Achazman. And then it says, the Mishnah says, you know, says it's din of Achazman, but you know, it's a suffix. And then it says, and Ezehu Achazman, the mission that spells that out to it. And what's Achazman? Kadesh Tayla Mita Vita Dibana. Sounds like it's linked together. Says, so, no, that's a pshat according to Abchizda. Hori command. And Ezehu Achazman. A few words are missing in the Mishnah. This, what I just told you, that if you check yourself straight away, you found yourself some dam. It's a suffix. That's talking about a case where the Mishnah didn't put in the Mishnah. Kadesh, Toshi, Yod, Tachazakar, Tachazakesas, Vetitel. Long enough to put her hand under the pillow, under the blanket, to pull out a cloth to check yourself. Vetitel, Eid, Vetitelboy. However, if a Kadesh, a Tabin, a Mita, but if you took the longer time, long enough to go off the bed, then that's a machlekes of Akiva Chachamim. That's called Achar Achazman. The Chachamim say it's just like no different than any other Eis L'Eis, and she's mutter to her husband, and her husband has no problem, and sorry, her husband doesn't become Tamei, and Akiva holds doesn't become Tamei. But it says clearly achakach afterwards. Sounds like the Mishnah is saying there's one period getting off the bed, and then it says achakach, which means after that is achar achazman. Add the word zehu. Not that it's another case. When the Mishnah says that long enough to take your feet off the bed to go and check yourself, and that is considered achar achazman. That's the machlekim kibbeh chamim. That's how Rab Chizda learned pshat in the Mishnah. So a lot of words are missing in our Mishnah. So according to Rab Chizda, like three is straight away, immediate. There's if you're long enough to put your hand under the pillow, that's a suffix. And then if you're long enough to put your feet on the ground, that's already considered achar achazma. However, Rashi says, idi v'idi chachiru, taking your feet and putting on the ground sometimes is the same length of time as putting your hand under the pillow. Why? It depends if she already has a cloth on her hand or not. If she has no cloth on her hand, so putting your feet on the ground takes extra time. You have to put your finger around and then get the cloth. You're doing two activities. While if you're lying in bed, you don't have to, and all you do is stretch out your hand and take a cloth, only one activity. But if she already has the cloth on her hand, so she's doing one activity putting her feet on the ground versus one activity if you had no cloth and you're pulling it from under the pillow, it's the same time. So therefore, our mission is talking about it depends if it has a cloth on her hand or not. Talking about Rashi, Rashi says, well, if she has a cloth in her hand, then the time is long enough for her to put her feet on the ground. If she does not have the cloth in her hand and she has to retrieve it, makes the last question. What's considered achazman? This thing was asked by Rabbi Lozer, the son of Tzadik, before Chamin Rusha, V'omer lehem, and he told them, Shema kirab Akiva atem oimrim shemetame is boila. So saying, are you going to paskin that achar achazman, like Rabbi Akiva, you know, you go back 24 hours, and if she had any relations with her husband in the past 24 hours, the husband becomes tummy as well? Amrulai, he said to him, Loi Shamanu. No, we don't agree with that part. Amrulahem, Kach Pishach Chachamim B'Yavna. So this is what the rabbi said in Yavna. So this is what the Chachamim Lusha told Rabbi Lozer Bar Tzadik. The rabbi said in Yavna, Loi Shasa Kadesha Tated Minamita De Paneh, Turgz Manu Zeh. That if she did not wait long enough to go off the bed and to check herself, in within that time, she's tamei misafik. So it sounds from here, what is the time to take her feet and put it on the floor? And that's all called achazman, not achar achazman. Still within the achazman period. Watch, she's still tamei misafik. It's not just a normal 24-hour thing, makes lace. And potim ekarvin, and the chayav in Boshan Toli, they hold like the brice that says, and she's even, that they ate taras, the chayav in Boshan Toli, because it's even though it's a chaticha achar, that's enough to bring a karvin. Well, what about Shasa Kadesha Tev and Amita Vetadir Pere Achazman? But if you waited long enough to go to that, no, up to that time, it's because Achazman. After that time, it's because Achazman. It's considered Ach Vechain and has the same din. Kisha Shasa Meisla Eisum Kidl Bekidl. Has the same din, like if, you know, 3 hours later she finds that she needs to. So then if she had relations with the husband, he's not tummy neither, only tummy, because maybe he touched a tummy person, tummy till that night. And the Bekiva argues, comes along a third opinion, which we didn't have before. He says, okay, Rabbi Kiva says that in the last 24 hours, the husband maybe is tummy. The Chachamim say that that is only Tumma Maga, because maybe she was Tumma, but not the Sangha with the Tashmish, and you touch a Tumma like a person, you Tumma till that night. Rabbi Yecha ben Zakkai, the son of Rabbi Yecha ben Zakkai, says, Baala kenichnes lehechel umaktik tetis. In other words, he's squeaky clean. You're not even Tumma, Tumma's Maga, you don't have to do anything. He's Bish Lemel Rab Chizda, according to Rab Chizda, Hainu de Metare Rabban. According to Rav Chizda, we understand why the Rabbanim were Metare. In other words, if she was long enough for her to go off the bed, that's called Achar Achazman. And Achar Achazman, we said before, is time. When do we say Achazman? That's long enough to take the cloth from underneath the pillow. Elo Rav Ashi told us that what? That even taking your feet off the bed sometimes she is called achazman if the cloth is already in her hand. If the cloth is not on her hand, that's the only time it's called achazman. So shouldn't it have been a bit more specific and delineated that it depends if the cloth is in hand or not? Is amai metayer rabbanan? Why rabban metayer? I v'chitem, you'll tell me the reason why the metayer is ain aid b'yada. She didn't have the aid in her hand, so she has to retrieve it, and that's why it's called achar. A bazei high aid b'yada v'ain aid b'yada. The main criteria is not if she put the foot. The braiser should have added one more point, and that is if she was waited long enough to put her foot on the ground and she had to get an aid. Only then do we say whether she's tamei not, because that's called achar zman. But according, why doesn't it address that at all? Kashi, that's not a problem according to Rav Ashi. We'll stop here.